Radio.
I'm sure everyone here this morning is familiar with Charles Dickens and his famous Christmas Carol, where three ghosts take Ebenezer Scrooge on a journey through his past, his present and his future in the hope that he will turn around his life. Well, the first time I ever read that gospel passage, I kind of thought of the Christmas Carol story, because today on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus takes Peter on a similar journey, and the result is just as dramatic as that was for Ebenezer. Because after orchestrating another miraculous catch of fish, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" In this exchange, Jesus is reminding Peter of the zeal he showed the first time Jesus helped him bring in a large haul of fish. I think he's also recalling Peter's earnest boast that he would never abandon Jesus, a boast that we all know proved false when he denied knowing Jesus three times. As for the present, Jesus is assuring Peter that he's completely forgiven. Peter is free from any guilt or fear he may be carrying because of his past, and particularly because of his denial of Jesus. And now his day-to-day life can be filled with a deep experience of God's mercy and God's love. And then, of course, there's Peter's future. By telling him to feed my sheep, Jesus is affirming his plans to make Peter into the rock on which he will build his church. Despite his threefold denial, Peter can still look forward to an ever-deepening relationship with Jesus and a loving service of the whole church. By building his church on a flawed man like Peter, I think Jesus is saying that there's hope for every one of us as well. Peter may have hesitated and fled, but Jesus welcomed him back. If he didn't give up on someone who failed him so spectacularly, why would he ever give up on us? We all fall away. We've all denied Jesus in one way or another, and we may do it again in the future. But the beautiful thing is that Jesus never stops loving us. He never stops seeking us out and inviting us back into his embrace. That day on that beach on the Sea of Galilee was probably Peter's first experience of the sacrament of reconciliation, and it probably wasn't his last. How wonderful to know that that same experience is open to each one of us. So let's go to Jesus in confession. Let his words spoken in love and acceptance ring in our hearts the words, "Neither do I condemn you." Lord, you know that we love you. Teach us how to receive your mercy more and more. Amen.
Radio.org.au